Kindery 7, I got your request to talk.
Situations going on. One, I had a gentleman with a dog in his stroller, and his dog was basically not controlled, barking, and when I tried to help him move his cart into a spot, his dog kind of nipped at me. Then, I had a customer come up while I was, you know, after I got done doing all this, trying to make room for a guy in a mobility device, another customer came up to me and asked me why I wasn't enforcing masks, and I go, what do you mean? And I didn't even realize that the gentleman in the mobility device didn't have his mask on, and I was just like, I didn't notice. I was thinking about the dog that almost bit me and that kind of thing. So what are we doing as far as enforcing it or whatever?
Radio dropped out mid-call. I got to the point where the passenger asked you about why you're not enforcing masks, and then it went away.
Yeah, correct. So I'm just kind of wondering, what is the proper, how should I handle this going forward? I try to, I know that people are getting in trouble for even saying that people aren't wearing masks, or what are we doing?
So all we can do is inform them about the mask. We cannot enforce it. If you can offer a mask, but I wouldn't push it. Just offer the one time, or, you know, if they pick up a mask from the thing, don't tell them to put it on. Just offer, hey, we have masks in the back if you need one, and leave it at that. There's no way we can enforce it. Police aren't enforcing it, so there's not really anything we can do that way. As far as the person with the dog and the stroller, is it calming down or doing what it's supposed to now, or is it still not in control?
That person has exited the bus while I was on the phone with you, so I can only assume that he probably might have overheard my call.
Okay. Yeah, anytime the dog's not in control, they're violating their ADA, the requirements. So then it, even if they say it's a service animal, then if it's not in control of the way it's supposed to, then it's obviously not a service animal, or they're not keeping it in control. So then they lose that ability to bring it on the bus at that time. So, in the future, if it happens like that, no problem. Just give us a quick call, and then we'll go from there with the dog out of control. The masks, try to keep it as calm as possible. Offer a mask to anybody who doesn't have one, but don't really engage more than that. You can answer questions if they have them, but don't push.
Right. In this particular case, like I said, I was trying to make room for the guy with the mobility device, because the guy with the dog has a stroller, and so, you know, the last thing, I wasn't even thinking about the fact that he wasn't wearing a mask. I was just trying to deal with the situation at hand, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and you're going to have people on both sides of that political issue with masks. Some people want them, some don't want them. So just try to be as calm as possible, and just, you know, all we can do really is inform and offer them a mask if they want one.
Yeah, I copy that. Like I said, this is more of a, I'm informing you as to what happened in case the zip comes in, and just letting you know that it was, I had three things going on at the same time.
Okay, no problem. And you're on record, if you need it. If you write down the time of 10:13, that's your call in to us, so it's all on record for you.
Copy. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good morning. 10:13.